Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's August 16th, 2021, and this is episode number 131 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new here, I guess I should tell you that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, even to stir the pot sometimes. I like to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Hey, it's Monday, and I'm still in Vermont. For those of us who are lucky enough to be able to travel up here to Jay Peak, we're almost in Canada, by the way. Those of us up here have had a great weekend of context and clarity and live music, and I hope that even if you weren't able to join us in person, that you were at least able to tune into one of our live context and clarity conversations during Eccelstock. I'll be traveling today, but it's still time to get back at it. If you've just stumbled into the podcast and you're wondering what's going on, you may not know this, but Context and Clarity is certainly this podcast. But it's also a coffee talk on the Clubhouse app every weekday morning. It's a daily live stream to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, and it's a weekly simulcast to points all over the internet. In that simulcast on Thursdays, we talk with a guest. So when you hear me mention our special guests, that's what I'm talking about. We often play our daily topics for everything that is context and clarity off of what we'll discuss with those special guests. This week, we've assembled topics that may hit a little bit close to home. They may challenge you a little bit, and they may be a little bit personal. Hopefully, you'll still be willing to join in the conversation and share your story. As always, we'll be amongst friends in a safe place, so I hope you can take these conversations as aspirational as much as they are challenging. All that being said, our topics will be inspired by the idea that goes by the acronym FIRE, F-I-R-E, FIRE, or Financially Independent, Retire Early. Hopefully that idea doesn't seem too far-fetched to you. This should be an interesting week, but before we get into it, let me ask you this. Did you have a chance to listen to last week's episodes? From our Clubhouse coffee talks to the live streams, we focused on public relations, or PR, for small firm architects. Julie Taylor, the founder and principal of Taylor & Company, was our special guest last week on Context and Clarity Live. And since she spent 27 years advocating for professionals in the built environment, PR is exactly what we needed to talk to her about. In case you missed any of last week's episodes, let's do a quick recap. On Monday, in episode 126, we started the week by asking, what do you do to promote your business? Basically, what sort of PR are you doing for yourself right now? Tuesday, in episode 127, we talked about getting published. A lot has changed in publishing or getting published over the years. So the question was, what does getting published even mean in 2021? On Wednesday's episode 128, we talked design awards. I don't know if you ever go after awards, but on Wednesday, we talked about the value of winning one of those awards. Then on Thursday, on our simulcast version, Context and Clarity Live, Catherine and I talked to Julie Taylor. As I said a few minutes ago, Julie started Taylor & Company 27 years ago to provide public relations for architects, landscape architects, developers, product manufacturers, and others who shape the built environment. I thought it was really helpful to be able to ask Julie what PR advice she has for small firm architects. Finally, Friday's episode 130 was a very special episode because for the first time ever, we were, or should I say some of us were, able to meet in person and broadcast Context and Clarity Live from Eccelstock, from Jay Peak in northern Vermont. What an episode. If you missed any or you want to dig deeper into some of these topics, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to the episode that you missed. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I understand that, and I respect that, but if that's you, I still encourage you to think about making the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It's an extremely active global community just for architects. Every day, I'm amazed at some of the conversations that are going on in the group, and they all start with a question or a story about what happened on the job site today, or something that someone in the community is struggling with. Then, because this truly is a community, everyone else in the group weighs in with their experience and their advice. It's a wonderful thing. If this sounds intriguing, but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple, and it takes you right there. So think about using that link and think about joining the group, and then think about adding to the live conversations that we have every day. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're back to our daily Context and Clarity conversation format with a new theme for this week. As a little teaser, the special guest Catherine and I will talk to on Thursday this week is someone you may know, or at least know of through his books and his videos and his podcast. Eric Reinholdt of 30 by 40 Design Workshop and now Two Sides of Phi will join us. Eric is an architect, an entrepreneur, a teacher, a deep thinker, and a planner. His latest video and podcast series with his friend Jason, Two Sides of Phi, centers around the concept of financially independent, retire early, or FIRE. So we're going to talk a lot about finances and mindsets this week. We'll look backward. We'll look forward. We'll even get passive before we talk to Eric on Thursday. As I've been researching the topics for this week and listening to Two Sides of Phi, I was struck by the idea of our financial past. In our Context and Clarity planning meetings, we've been talking about bringing money mindset to the show. Today, we'll start with the question, what's your financial past? And this question isn't really about what you've done. It's about your parents, maybe your grandparents. It's about what you've learned or haven't and what's influenced your money mindsets. Now, I'll be the first to say that I'm not sure that I'm comfortable with this conversation, but here it goes. I remember my dad telling me one time, I guess I was maybe in college or maybe I was getting married. I don't know, but this was some of his life advice for me. He said, one of the biggest mistakes your mom and I have made is that we haven't been good savers. That stands to reason. Neither of my parents came from means. Dad had a corporate job with a big company, but in my memory, mom didn't have a job outside the home until my youngest sister was in school. They were givers of their time and their money. He said they weren't savers, and I think he was talking in terms of a bank account, but I don't know. We didn't really talk about money, how much we had, or even how much anything cost. I think about my relationship with money today and how it was shaped by that experience. I'm not a good saver. I'm more often in denial about money than not. I assume that probably comes from never having those types of conversations at home. I feel like my financial literacy is pretty high because I've studied and I've learned, but I'm still fighting against my mindsets. That's one of the reasons I'm intrigued by today's topic. I think we need to understand what our past is and what we need to overcome, not even necessarily in terms of debt or low wages or lack of savings, but what we need to overcome in mindset in order to figure out how to move forward. So, if you're willing to share, let's talk about where you came from and how that affects your relationship with money today. I'm pretty sure that sharing will help you understand your current situation better, and I know it will help others come to grips with theirs. As usual, we'll start this discussion on the Clubhouse app this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern and continue it in the Context and Clarity conversation inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group today at 4 p.m. Eastern. I know today's topic is pretty personal, but I hope you'll show up to share. We all have a lot to learn from each other, and the support of this community may be what it takes to change the financial future for a small firm architect in this group. Maybe that architect will be you. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at GableMedia.com. That's GABLMedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.